The propaganda secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, has called on anti-corruption agencies to investigate the national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, over his handling of the May 9th stadium disaster fund. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Kwashiga said Mr. Echebilamte must give an account of monies collected and the donations made. He spoke to Abigail Labby.
It's most unfortunate that Jacob Echebilamte will look at this from that perspective. I think that largely, Jacob Echebilamte admitted that he collected initial money that was donated. Now, can he give us a printout of who gave what and at which point in time those monies were given? And if Mr. Echebilamte is able to really give us that proof, then we would indeed admit that, oh yeah, the money is plain and what are you saying are true. So now we can only hold on to what you're saying. The reason being that he actually sent some monies to the fund that was established. But before the fund was established, monies were collected. And who collected those monies? Those monies were collected by Mr. Jacob Echebilamte on behalf of the state. And we are saying that he should be able to give us a proof of how much he collected from who and who. Then we will show that indeed Jacob Echebilamte is clean. But at the time that this hula baloo started in 2001, towards the end of 2001, people even wanted to go on demonstration because they believed that the whole thing was not transparent enough. Jacob was hiding lots of things, was not telling the Ghanaian people anything about how much money is collected and from who and from when such money is collected. The question still hangs around his neck.
Reacting to the allegations, Mr. Echebilamte said the NDC is trying to divert attention from the successful primaries held by the NPP. He said the donations were done in public, audited, and the money's put into a trust fund.
I don't think NDC think that at all. I think that what Mr. Kwashiga, the lying propaganda secretary of the NDC is doing is trying to divert attention from the very successful media coverage of the MPP's parliamentary primaries and the flag bearers' very successful ongoing tour around the nation. If Mr. Kwashiga was in any way, in the slightest bit, interested in finding out what happened to the monies that were collected, it's a matter within the public domain. This was done in public. The collections were made in public. Most of the collections were shown on television and covered by the media. A full accounting was made. The whole amount that was raised was audited by the Auditor General. And then the monies were given over to the trust fund, the trust fund that was set up to look after dependents of those who lost their lives, that today, 10 years later, is looking after the children of those who died on that day, making sure that every child gets an education up to whatever level their talents can give them. And as we heard this last week, even including up to 4 children per family, up to university level, if the children should be able to go, should have the talent to go to school after that.
I get the impression that the fund is still active. As per the structure of the fund, is there supposed to be any ceiling on it?
The fund did not receive the donations of money. It was when people spontaneously started to donate money to the victims that we started collecting them, and then in collecting them we said, now what are we going to do with this money? And we came up with the idea, let's establish a trust fund managed by a senior banker, a senior insurance expert, and the police lady who was on the commission of inquiry into the events of that day, for them to manage and come out with how they would spend the money.
National Chairman of MPP, Jacob Echebilamte, talking to Abigail Labby.